Your book is about a lot of situations that are extremely dangerous, where young men are forced to react very quickly and are responding with incredibly lethal weaponry. This just seems like another afternoon of war.
Well, it was a bad afternoon of war. It wasn't just another one. It wasn't the worst day that I was witness to. It was one of them. But, I mean, you know yourself, there aren't terribly many good days in a war.
No.
And this was a bad day both for Americans and for Iraqis.
Is there anything in retrospect that could have been handled differently, that things might not have turned out the same way?
Well, that's a great question. And what could it be? An operation took place, and it was an operation with merit, because it was preceded by soldiers just getting banged up all over the place, and they had to do something about it. And the operation was planned thoroughly for days and days, and out they went. And you know yourself, the planning is the best part of it, and everything just
falls apart from there. Yeah.
And here came some guys walking down the street, one with a launcher, at least one with an AK. And in the middle of them were two guys, one of whom had something long hanging around his neck. And there was no word to the soldiers that that journalists were going to be there. On the other hand, well, it's all on the other hand, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And there's no way to go back and change any of that. And would you expect at this point that the Army is going to go back and revisit this situation?
You know, I wonder. I've not heard anything one way or the other. There's certainly a lot of publicity, but they were aware of it at the time. They did their investigation. They thought they did a credible investigation, and there are always people who are going to think that the military is not capable of investigating itself. So, yeah, I suspect... Especially because of the video, and it's just so disturbing in so many ways that that this will go on.